You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. This is Megan McCurdy-Carino in for Molly Wood. For months, the Chinese government has been putting pressure on big tech companies. It penalized the recently public ride-sharing company Didi for how it collected user data. It blocked two major video game streaming platforms from combining, shut down online tutoring sites, hit e-commerce giant Alibaba with a nearly $3 billion antitrust fine. And this week, a state-run newspaper called online games spiritual opium. But the crackdown hasn't been targeting all tech companies equally. Greg Ip is the chief economics commentator for the Wall Street Journal. He writes that the government views the tech industry in two distinct ways, the nice-to-haves and the need-to-haves.
Consumer internet-type companies are nice-to-have technology. They make life better, but they're not necessary for China's economic development. By contrast, the way President Xi Jinping sees it, there are certain technologies that you need to have. You have to have state-of-the-art semiconductors. You need to have the best technology for making electric cars and their batteries if you want to remain, as China already is, the largest manufacturer in the world. Xi Jinping has redoubled his emphasis on becoming self-sufficient in all these things. So what you see going on is that even as they have unleashed this multi-front regulatory assault on consumer internet companies, they continue to lavish all sorts of favors and support on these other vital manufacturing companies. And all of that reflects the differential priorities that Xi Jinping and the ruling Communist Party have for consumer internet technology versus hardcore technology.
And some of these companies are really big, successful software companies. I mean, Alibaba is sort of the Chinese answer to Amazon. Why is the government bringing so much scrutiny to these consumer internet companies?
These companies aren't just big and successful by Chinese standards. They're big and successful by global standards. And I think what it comes back to is that, first of all, the Chinese authorities do not want to put these companies out of business. They do like to have them, and they do believe that they're part of China's development. What they do not want them becoming is large enough and independent enough that they become, in some sense, a separate power center that actually threatens the Communist Party's own management of the economy. And they also don't want some of the negative collateral damage that those companies are seen to create.
Do you think this sort of aversion to this sector, to disruptive companies, is going to be the new normal in China?
I think that companies in China will be nervous about becoming too large, will be quicker to identify and address anything that could be perceived as socially harmful in their business models. At the margin, it might mean that China will be a slightly less innovative society. But I say at the margin because there is just so much ferment going on among smaller companies in China that I do not see this as being a lasting setback.
Greg Ip is the chief economics commentator for The Wall Street Journal. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produced the show. Our engineers are Justin Dueler and Becca Weinman. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.